All right, should we move on to Sarah Parsons doing Rewind, Retry?
Everything's loud, everything's fun. Everything's fast and nothing gets done. Everything's grand, everything's cool. Everyone's wild and like a damn fool. All of it's mad, all of it's weird. No time to waste and no place for fear. Everybody's happy, everything's great. Life's a fucking party, but everyone's late. Took a phone call in the parking lot, round back beyond the floor. Second act is lighting up while tuning their guitar. The function's getting heated, but my chill's just getting thick. Snipe's just getting started, but I think she's getting sick.
I feel like this song was designed so that I would dislike it, but instead I like it a lot. I mean, it's a downer ending on the lower tempo instead of a high note, but the first section is comically cheesy. You know, that sampled guitar in that first section sounds awful, and that part is mixed poorly, and overall it sounds like punk interpreted ineptly by a person who has always just dismissed and disregarded the whole punk and rock genre. The first section fades out into the second section, but there is no effective tonal melding in that crossfade. The topical melding works very well, though, and it's especially effective when the phone call in the parking lot comes back. That second section is beautiful and heartbreaking. It reminds me a bit of Jane Seabury, you know, nothing specific, but just the general style and the beauty of it. I know from the bio that this song was inspired by real events, but nevertheless, I'm going to say that it's sort of cheating to take that kind of shortcut to my emotions. Yet I fully realize that it's ridiculous of me to criticize the idea of describing emotional scenarios in music, because I mean, that's most of music, I think. Anyway, I think I'm going to rank this pretty high because it was very effective, and the lack of consistency between the beginning and the end was even probably part of what was effective about it. And also, just a quick note, bringing the distorted guitar back at the end, way in the background, that was a great, great touch, I thought.
Yeah, so at first I thought that this is a song that has two very different sections, with a transition in between. And for a while, I wondered if there was anything that really tied the two songs together. And initially, I thought, what Sarah has done is written two completely different songs and then just kind of glued them together. And I was really glad that I was wrong about this. So there's a consistency between the lyrics in the two sections. So, you know, some of the lines begin with everything, and then that phone call in the parking lot line is shared amongst both sections, and I realized that it's the same vocal melody in both sections, which I thought was really cool, a cool way of tying them together. So I was glad that my initial thoughts were, you know, oh, these things are unrelated, when they're actually kind of cleverly related. I also heard that guitar coming back at the end, and I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, and I really loved the manic, punky energy of the first section, and I thought Sarah's growly vocals really worked for me. I thought it was great to hear her in a different context. Like, I would definitely see a punk band, well, that had a real guitar player, fronted by Sarah. I think that would be awesome. I honestly didn't even mind the synth guitars. They were a little cheesy, but I thought they sounded fine in context. I was a little sad that that fast, punky section only is like 50 seconds long, and that the transition between the fast section to the slow section is actually 30 seconds long, which, you know, I think I would shorten that up a little bit and just get to it quicker. I like the slow part, too. I really like the way the lyrics reveal the story about the ailment that her friend had, without getting too specific, but just that she was admitted to the ER. And the music itself lets you know that it was really serious, without having to say, oh, by the way, it was cancer. Or, you know, you just sort of knew it was bad from the way she sung and the emotion in her voice. So I also like this song, and, you know, it's definitely in the top half of my rankings.
Yeah, I liked the song. I think that the production did let it down for me. You know, I think it kind of took a little bit more listening and, you know, looking at the lyrics and kind of thinking about the song and sort of listening past the, you know, the synth guitars and kind of the off mixing. But again, I think that the idea of the tempo change kind of supports the song itself and that the song has something to say and doesn't feel just like, oh, here is an assignment that I, you know, I check these boxes. And, you know, I liked some of these little details, like, you know, she's going to get admitted, so I got to move my car, because I feel like, you know, when there are these kind of like big catastrophes, you know, that's the kind of little details like, oh, crap, I got to think about these like small practical things. And, you know, they just kind of hit you, you know, as absurd in, you know, those types of moments, yeah. But it makes it feel a lot more real. So, yeah, I mean, I liked this one as well.